Friday, you've made it to the weekend, and you've made it to Brooklyn Cyclones baseball, where tonight the Mets affiliate takes on the Hudson Valley Renegades, the New York Yankees affiliate, for game four of what has been another emotional series between the two teams. Cyclones lost last night and lost on Tuesday. The Tuesday one, those blowout losses, they don't feel good, but you get over them a little bit easier. Last night, that kind of stung. Cyclones took a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning. And Sammy Tavares and the Cyclones defense that forgot to bring their gloves for a little while gave up four runs, and Brooklyn lost 5-2. So hoping to turn the page to today and hoping that Dominic Hamill can come up with that big strikeout rate and be as dominant as ever. He is the Mets' second-best pitching prospect behind Matt Allen. Meanwhile, Hudson Valley sends out Josue Paniagua. Numbers are not that great. Not a big strikeout guy. Strikeout rate's about 12%. So a lot of balls in play. And the Cyclones are hoping to catch a couple of barrels tonight. Hudson Valley enters this game a game and a half over Brooklyn. They're in first place. The Cyclones are in second place. And Nick, we continue to do the dance tonight for game four.
Back and forth they go. Certainly the case in this series between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, and it was a tough one yesterday. No other way to slice it for the Brooklyn Cyclones with the way that this season series has gone back and forth, edging for any advantage. Brooklyn had an opportunity to take first place in the South Atlantic League North Division, and it was right there for them, leading after seven innings, a place they have been so good, but they fall for just the fifth time all season with a lead after seven after giving up four in that eighth inning. That was not kind to Sammy Tavares and to the Cyclones defense. A couple of errors in the eighth and the ninth for the Brooklyn defense, and it was just a tough night all around after Brooklyn was able to get out to that early lead. The reason they got out to the early lead, Alex Ramirez, who had another really good night, hit his third home run at high A solo shot to the opposite field in the fourth inning, followed that up with a go-ahead RBI single in the sixth. He is swinging a really good bat, hitting 500 over his last nine games. So Brooklyn, with the loss, after they weren't able to hold on to the lead, fell to 15-12 on the second half, a game and a half back of Hudson Valley, atop of everyone in the South Atlantic League North Division at 16-10. Aberdeen losing again last night, so Brooklyn maintains sole possession of second place in the division. Wilmington winning, so they have moved into a tie for third with Aberdeen. Greensboro three back at 500 in the second half, and Jersey Shore continuing to sit in the basement at 8-19. It has been a rough go of it all season long for the Blue Claws, not just in the first half. That has carried over into the second half of play. But Brooklyn trying to make it a half a game of separation once again, if they could find a way to win tonight, and trying to get the offense rebooted after a slow night yesterday. It was really just Alex Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra who have carried this offense for a majority of the last couple of weeks, but hoping to get a few others involved. JT Schwartz has been swinging a pretty good bat as well, but Hudson Valley's pitching staff again continuing to prove difficult and a big-time challenge for this Cyclones offense. And they came in swinging it really well. Slowed down a bit last night. 38 runs in their last six coming into yesterday's ball game, just two on the board. So 40 in their last seven is still pretty good, especially the way this offense started out. It's been some of the pitching that has been questionable over the last couple of weeks. Ebbs and flows, that's baseball. But the bullpen has been a little bit less reliable. Again, the case last night, but also can be attributed to some of the shoddy defense behind Sammy Tavares that did not help things last night. So Brooklyn trying to bounce back after that difficult loss. Again, we're so close to taking first place, but back to the drawing board against Hudson Valley, a team that has given them trouble. It has been a pretty evenly matched series across this season, especially with the infusion of Consuegra and Ramirez, but Brooklyn trying to inch their way closer to 500. Hudson Valley winning three out of the last four meetings across last series into this one. They're hoping that Dominic Hamill can give them a really good start. That would be helpful. Got one in their win in the series on Wednesday from Luis Moreno. Solid from Carson Seymour yesterday as well, giving Brooklyn an excellent opportunity to win. And with the bullpen, the way it was taxed in game one, could certainly use another good start. And Dominic Hamill is hoping to deliver against Josue Panacqual. Offense had a slow night yesterday, but it was buoyed by Alex Ramirez, who has continued to swing a really hot bat. Ramirez has been so good since being called up to high A, hitting a tick under 300, three homers, 15 RBIs, the OPS at 887. He has reached in eight straight. It's 15 for his last 30 and has driven in 14 in his last seven games. Had an opportunity to catch up with the number four prospect of the Mets system here on Cyclones pregame on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Game four Friday from Dutchess Stadium, Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, with the Cyclones looking to even the series tonight at 7:05. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones center fielder Alex Ramirez. Alex had the late lead yesterday. How tough was it to see it slip away in a close game?
Bueno, mucho, porque fue una historia que uno cosa que uno puede controlar, ¿sabes? Pero seguimos para adelante. Ya hay un nuevo día, una nueva oportunidad para aprovecharla y el 100%.
You say definitely tough, you know, because those are mental mistakes that you can control. But like that's in the past already. It's a new day, so you gotta, you know, come here to play hard and try to win the game.
Had your third home run at high A to the opposite field yesterday. What was your approach at seeing that pitch, and how much pride do you take in being able to hit the ball for power the opposite way?
Bueno, bien. Me preparé para buscar un buen picheo arriba y hacer un buen swing.
So yeah, he prepared him so good that he was looking for a pitch up in the zone, and it happens that it was having a slider up, and he was ready for it and hit it out. Like, he's trying to put a good contact.
Follow up that at bat with the go-ahead RBI single. What's the feeling coming through in a big situation to give your team the lead?
Thank you.
Bueno, contento, feliz, tranquilo, lo que tengo que hacer.
He said that he feels good, happy. That's the job that he needs to do. He's like saying that that's the situation, that's the mentality, and that's why he needs to try to bring the run in.
Really good stretch for you recently, 15 for your last 30. Have you changed your approach at all? What's made you comfortable?
Say no, that he's been focusing every day and to do a better job every day, and also to try to swing a good pitch. Swing a good pitch, and I think that's a byproduct of trying to swing a pitch is hitting those balls hard for Race A.
Subway Series at High A, your first chance to play against the Yankees affiliate. How would you describe that experience?
Es la misma pelota, el mismo juego, yo siento y disfrutando el juego. No veo nada diferente de algún equipo, sino.
He said that he doesn't see anything differently. It's another team, it's another game, and just enjoying the time, the game.
A lot of people making a big deal about you, a highly touted prospect, matching up with Jason Dominguez, making his first appearance at the High A level. What do you make of that, if anything?
Today doesn't have to say anything about that. It's nothing.
Some of your teammates who have played against Hudson Valley 6, 12, 18 times, whatever the case may be, have consistently talked about how tough their pitching staff is. You're getting your first crack at them. What's made them so tough?
No, he's saying that, you know, they get prepared. The Yankee pitching staff, they get prepared. They look our weaknesses, and they throw from our weaknesses. So what we have to do is just make the adjustments so we can perform the right way.
Alex, appreciate the time. Luis, thanks so much for the translation. That's Cyclones center fielder Alex Ramirez. Back with more on Cyclones pregame right after this.
Saturday, August 6th is the night about nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Five to Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the night about nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network ahead of what we hope is 7:05 first pitch tonight between the Cyclones and Hudson Valley. Brooklyn a game and a half back of the Renegades first place in the South Atlantic League North Division. There is some rain falling right now here at Dutchess Stadium. The lights are on and was some weather predicted in the forecast about 7 o'clock or so supposed to come down, and then as always, a window, maybe some more coming around 9 o'clock, so certainly monitoring that situation as we go along tonight. Fingers crossed with the turf. That'll help with the dirt on the pitcher's mound and at home plate, and, of course, with player safety in mind. Don't want it to be too miserable out there for those guys, especially with an important game and in an important series tonight in Hudson Valley. Take a look around the Mets minor league report for the games yesterday. Syracuse beat Omaha 5-3 on a walk-off. Trevor Cahill struck out a season-high tying 4 batters in the no decision, went 3 innings, allowed just 1 hit with 3 walks. And the walk-off delivered by, well, who else? Francisco Alvarez, 1-for-3. The 2-run homer with 1 out in the 9th, his second AAA big fly. And Francisco Alvarez making a lot of people excited, knocking on the door of the big leagues with the trade deadline looming. See what moves, if any, the Mets make. If they don't choose to add to the catcher position, feel like Alvarez might be positioned to make his way up to Queens before season's end. At Double A, Binghamton lost to New Hampshire 17-8. Jesus Vargas went 2 1/3, allowed 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He's 0-8 with Binghamton this year. Ronnie Mauricio, 2-for-4, launched 2 solo shots in the second and the fifth. Leads Binghamton with 18 homers. And Brett Beatty, the designated hitter last night, was 2-for-5, hit a home run of his own, 4 RBI in the night. That is season high, part of his 28th multi-hit game of the year. And at Low A, St. Lucie topped Palm Beach 9-8. Joel Diaz got a no decision in 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. That a season high tying 5 runs in those 4 innings. Fernando Villalobos reached base in all four of his plate appearances, 2 for 2 with a home run, a solo shot with those couple of walks. The former Brooklyn Cyclone for a spell, getting things done in St. Lucie. And Tanner Murphy, 2 for 4 with a homer and 2 runs driven in, combined with Villalobos and Lugo for back-to-back-to-back solo homers in the third inning. So Tanner Murphy doing some good things at low A as well. William Lugo slashing .476, .542, and .1048 on his current 5-game hitting streak that sees him 10 for his last 21 with an OPS of over 1,500 at 1,590. So St. Lucie finding some offense despite losing some significant pieces when Alex Ramirez and Stanley Consuegra were called up earlier this month. So the Cyclones back at it in game 4 of this 6-game set. This a big one for Brooklyn to try and unseat Hudson Valley as the top team in the South Atlantic League North Division. Can't do that tonight, but will have trouble doing it if they don't win tonight. So got to give themselves an opportunity to do that as the series rolls into the weekend. Dominic Hamill looking to deliver on another good start. Was excellent last time around and has continued to pitch well for Brooklyn as of late. Went 4 innings last time against Aberdeen. Greensboro was outstanding in 6 innings with 10 strikeouts, allowed just 1 run. So the Cyclones looking for a little length with the bullpen that's been taxed just a touch, especially in game 1 of this series and the ripple effects throughout. So they are crossing their fingers for Dominic Hamill to turn in a good start tonight. Well, lineup cards have been exchanged. Umpires at home plate. The rain, well, it's still falling. But looks like we're scheduled to start on time, so we'll shoot it over to Keith Rad for lineups. And first pitch right around the corner. Might be a little wet, but we'll get going here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Yeah, good to see down on the field that they just did the lineup exchange. And Rick Zolzer, who's the VP here, he's also the MC. He's not looking like he's going to budge. So he looks like he's having conversations with one of the members of the grounds crew right off the first base dugout. But we're ready. Hamill's just finishing his warm-ups. Panikwal is walking in from the bullpen in right field. They're about to get started. And so hopefully we can just play through this and it gets a little bit lighter. I know there's some nasty stuff coming overnight. But we may have a window, maybe a short one. We're trying to get it in tonight. But the lineups, when we do play at 7:05, brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, right near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. This series, 2-1, it belongs to Hudson Valley, and they remain in first place by a game and a half over the Cyclones. Brooklyn comes in at 15-12. And the leadoff man tonight, left fielder Rowdy Jordan. So Matt Rudick gets the night off, and Jordan slots in as the top man. Right fielder Stanley Consuegra bats second. And our pregame show guest, DH Alex Ramirez, hits third. Nick Gattis in the cleanup spot playing second base. JT Schwartz having an amazing series of his own, the five-hitter playing first. Third baseman Jose Perosa hits sixth. And then the bottom trio, Jalen Palmer, the center fielder, bats seventh. The catcher, Jose Mena, batting eighth. And shortstop, Sherman Newton, batting ninth with Dominic Hamill on the mound. Hudson Valley at 16-10. So again, a game and a half over Brooklyn for first place. A run differential of plus 21. The Cyclones are plus 16 right behind him. Trey Sweeney leads off for Tyson Blazers Yankees affiliate. Sweeney the shortstop. Catcher Anthony Sigler bats second. Jason Dominguez doing the same thing Ramirez is doing. He's getting the DH job today, the half day off in game 4. He bats third. Cooper Bowman hits cleanup. He plays second base. The five-hitter first baseman T.J. Rumfield back in the lineup. Tyler Hartman at third base tonight batting sixth. And it's Grant Richardson, James Nelson, and Aldenis Sanchez rounding out the lineup 7, 8, and 9. It's Richardson in left field. Nelson playing right tonight. And Sanchez in center with Josue Panikwal on the mound. Cyclones have seen Panikwal. Hamill has yet to see Hudson Valley. We'll do a duel next when we get back from Dutchess Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, and it is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one deep 1-1 pitch.
This one hit pretty well, left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the back, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
Brooklyn by one, the pitch,
struck him out swinging! Brooklyn, you have your title! The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history! 2019 New York Penn League champions!
Fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
From Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game four of a six-game series against the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high affiliate of the New York Yankees. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt. Happy Friday night to you. We come to you live from the Dutch for game four. Last night, Hudson Valley won. The night before that, the Cyclones won. The night before that, Hudson Valley won. We have played this seesaw season series over and over again. So the Cyclones win tonight, and you can go home. We'll see you tomorrow. No, we'll have to play all the games, and tonight we'll see Dominic Hamill against Josue Paniqual. Now, still battling out for first place. Renegades came in with a one-and-a-half game lead with that win on Wednesday night, the Cyclones got it back to a half game, a chance to jump in front. But last night, Hudson Valley stormed back with four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to kind of steal one at home. Cyclones really gave it away a little bit. Didn't pitch great, did not play great defense yesterday. Made three errors and some crucial ones late that cost them the game last night. And so a chance to be up 2-1, but instead having to turn it around today and hope that the offense can put together a few more than two runs, which is what they did last night. And hoping to do that tonight against right-hander Josue Paniqual. He's out of Venezuela. He's pitched a good chunk this year. Started the year with low-A Tampa and came up at the end of May. Saw the Cyclones on the 3rd of July. That was in a relief appearance. One run in four innings. Paniqual, not great with the numbers. The strikeout rate just 12%. The walk rate 11%. And the FIP about 4.5. So Rowdy Jordan leads off. The good news is, by the way, it has stopped drizzling. So far, on first pitch, a clear sky. First toss to Rowdy, misses down and away for ball one, and we get going on this Friday night. Rowdy at 261, two homers, 25 ribbies. The 1-0 fastball lands on the inside corner at 92. One ball, one strike. Jordan on base at 361. Here comes the 1-1. Pitch tap foul at home plate for strike two. Well, we always start these games, have no idea how the first inning or two will go. But last night, certainly a testament that we have no idea, again, how the nine innings will go. Brooklyn knows that it's got to get all 27, the cliche, all 27 outs tonight. Panikwala's 1-2, misses outside, two balls and two strikes. But really the offense has been kept quiet. Hudson Valley can pitch. One of the best set of arms in high A. Panikwala's 2-2, drops outside, missed, 87 miles an hour. This can be Panikwala's problem. Just trying to find that put-away pitch. Strikeout rate again low. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Jordan reaches across the plate at 92. And Panikwala with an early strikeout. So Jordan down. Stanley Consuegra to the plate. Anthony Sigler catches tonight for Hudson Valley. It's Tyler Hardman, Trey Sweeney, Cooper Bowman, and TJ Rumfield third to first around the turf infield. Grant Richardson in left, Aldenis Sanchez in center, James Nelson in right. Pitch to Consuegra. The righty shoots one foul to the right. No balls and a strike. Consuegra at 268, two homers, 10 RBIs, 342 on base. Had three hits last night. Been exceptional. Not a top 30. The 0-1, swing and a miss at a slider, swooping off the plate. No balls, two strikes. Consuegra banged up for a few years. This year just happened to stay healthy. And not just getting in there as a warm body. He is one of Brooklyn's now major producers through 18 games. The 0-2, it waves outside. Consuegra spits on the slider. One ball, two strikes. Pitch. Down and away. 2-2. Panikwala working quickly. 37 innings, just 20 strikeouts, 19 walks, 40 hits. The 2-2, strike three called on the outside corner. So Panikwala, with not much of a strikeout rate, has two quickies to start the game.
Yeah, he says, I'll show you a strikeout rate. I guess that's why they play the games. And Panikwala with a good start, using that breaking ball. But Swagger just a little out in front.
So two down, top of the first. Here's the DH, Alex Ramirez, who homered last night. Pitch. Slider. Connects on the inside corner for strike one. He homered. Francisco Alvarez homered. And a walk-off, by the way. Brett Beatty homered. Ronnie Mauricio homered. It was a big night for the prospects. 1-1. Slider swings off the plate. One ball, one strike. Base is empty. Two outs. The 1-1. Chop foul at home plate. It rolls up Ramirez's leg and back behind home plate. One ball, two strikes. Alex, a touch under 300 at 299. 365 on base. This through 17 games. Right around 75 plate appearances. He's hit three home runs and driven in 15. Panikwala taps the feet. The 1-2. Hit him up high. Now Ramirez gets plunked on the arm, 92 miles an hour. He's got the gear on. I don't know if it caught that elbow guard, that golden, shiny, Willy Wonka-like elbow guard. But he's down to first base.
Looks like he's good to go. Thanks to Willy Wonka. Fastened that elbow guard pretty well.
That golden ticket just sticks out in my mind. So gold drip for Alex Ramirez. He has the gold elbow guard, the gold shin guard, and he drops those to get on the bases, and he has pink batting gloves as he takes his lead. Here's Nick Gattis, first pitch swinging, and he fouls it down the third baseline for strike one. Nick hitting a 204. The on base, though, much, much higher. At 346, six home runs, 31 driven in. Last night was 0 for 4, a rare night for him. Didn't get on base at all. No score, top of the first, two outs, Ramirez leads. Panikwala slide step, delivers, and the slider hits the outside corner for strike two. Gattis didn't think so, kicks out some dirt bashfully, and calls for time. Tonight, Ethan Gorsak calling balls and strikes. Jesse Bush, his partner, is on the bases. And right now, positioned behind the mound of the first base side with a runner on. Both guys dressed in black. No balls, two strikes. Ramirez goes. Pitch fouled into the crowd. First base side out of play. Pataqual going back to the fastball in the inside corner. And Gattis fought it off to the right. Anthony Sigler catching tonight. He caught last night. Cyclones were able to run just a little bit against him. It's Carlos Narvaez that's amazing back there. 0-2, popped up, foul territory, first base side, Rumfield over, he makes the catch and goes tumbling over the railing into the dugout, and his teammates push him back onto the field of play. What a catch for T.J. Rumfield. So that's how Gattis and the Cyclones are out of the inning. Ramirez gets hit, but he is stranded. Nothing for Brooklyn. Hudson Valley coming to bat. They're pretty pumped up, by the way, after that defensive play. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hudson Valley to the plate in the bottom of the first inning on a Friday night at the Dutch. Nothing across for the Cyclones in the top half of the first. And so Trey Sweeney, Anthony Sigler, and Jason Dominguez take their swings against Dominic Hamill. Kid from Arizona, but a little bit of a homecoming for Hamill. He has a ton of family in Poughkeepsie. 36 of them made the trip tonight. His first pitch to Trey Sweeney, the lefty, misses down and in for ball one. Hamill making his fourth Brooklyn start tonight. He's the second best Mets pitching prospect. The 1-0. Sweeney takes a changeup down low. Ball two. Trey at 240. 10 homers, 43 RBIs. 334 on base percentage. Hitters count 2-0. Missed down and in. Three balls and no strikes. 36 people in attendance today for Hamill. It's got to be awesome, but I'm sure the jitters. 3-0. Fastball strike. Pops the glove on the outside corner at 91. He's back in the count. Three balls and a strike. Little rain falling now in the bottom of the first. Pitch. Change up. Tap foul at home plate for strike two. So Hamill back from 3-0 now to 3-2. Working with Jose Mena tonight. Hamill last time out threw against Jersey Shore after the break. 3-2. Breaking ball rolled over, foul to the right. Sweeney staying alive. Sweeney last night had one hit, not part of that late eighth inning rally, actually grounded out to end the inning. 3-2. Sweeney hits a ground ball to second base. Gattis scoots over to his right, picks it up, flings it to first. One away. JT Schwartz at first. Nick Gattis to his right at second base. Shervin Newton at shortstop tonight. Jose Peroza back at his home digs at third. And again, Maina doing the catching. Rowdy Jordan plays left. Jalen Palmer in center. Stanley Consuegra in right. Steady drizzle, if that's a thing, in the bottom of the first. No score, one out. Here's Anthony Sigler. Switch hitter batting left. First toss. Changeup missed outside. Ball one. Sigler on base at 436. He's hit four homers and driven in 18. The 1-0. Foul back towards the screen. One ball, one strike. Batting average pretty solid as well these days, considering we're in 2022. Batting average at 261. High kick, 1-1 pitch. Missed outside with a changeup. Two balls and a strike. Hamill standing on the first base side of the mound. High kick, spins the 2-1. And the breaking ball popped up and back a second. Gattis goes out. Consuegra flying in. So is Palmer. And they collide. Who made the catch? It's Consuegra who made the snag. So Stanley makes the catch. And you can tell Jalen Palmer out there is telling him, sorry, bro, that's supposed to be mine. We're going to get killed out here. And Palmer gave him kind of a hand signal to say, you know, I waved you off. But Stanley made the catch and there's two away.
And if the center fielder calls it, it's the center fielder's ball. First time Palmer and Consuegra working together.
Here's Jason Dominguez, switch hitter batting left, and the Yankees' number three prospect. Hamill misses low with the changeup for ball one. Dominguez waves the bat. Hamill's 1-0. Breaking ball. Collapses at the letters. Bends over the plate for a strike. 7 for 24 through 6 games for Dominguez. 1-1. Missed down and in. Slider looked like. Two balls and a strike. Panacqua with great pace. Hamill with great pace in the bottom of the first. No score. Dom's 2-1. Ground ball to second base. Gattis gobbles it up and snaps it to first to end the inning. And the Hamill crew loving it in enemy territory tonight. Dom spins a 1-2-3. And we're done with the scoreless frame from the Dutch. We go to the second inning. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Onward to the top of the second inning from the Dutch. Game four. Cyclones hoping to even the series tonight. Just stay right behind Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley with a game and a half lead over Brooklyn. They got to their 50th overall win last night, so 50-42. But in the second half, most important right now, 16-10. Cyclones 15-12. So two back on the loss side. And Brooklyn overall 45-48. So really having a nice second half. But you got to beat Hudson Valley. That is your ticket to the playoffs. You got this series and one more at Maimonides Park next month. JT Schwartz digs in from the left side. Josue Panacqual uncorks his first and nabs the outside edge with a strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It looks like the drizzling has stopped, so the Renegades have got Mother Nature on their side tonight. 0-1, that's off the plate. One ball, one strike. When they're on defense and when Panacqual is pitching, it doesn't rain. But when Dom Hamill pitches, then it rains. Pretty nifty. The 1-1. Slider hit right back to the mound. Panacqual charges, fields off the front of the mound, runs halfway to first, throws to Rumfield for the out. Schwartz was at 262, four homers, 37 RBIs, 348 on base.
It's that selective retractable roof that they don't have here at the Dutch.
Let's get that wall fixed in center field before we can start to work on capital improvements. So one out, top of the second inning. This is Josue Perroza. First pitch, Josue Panacqual delivers strike one to the outside corner. Perroza on base at 297. Batting average at 215. He's hit 5 home runs, driven in 28. The 0-1, nubbed foul to the right. Right past Chris Newell, the bench coach and first base coach. No balls, 2 strikes. Panaqual with a strong pace to him. Struck out the first 2 hitters of the ball game. Open stance for Peroza, the 0-2. Hits the outside corner, and Peroza takes strike 3. The Cyclones seem to be on different wavelengths. Panaqual, he throws 92, good movement, but it's just how quickly his motion is between pitches that is speeding up these Brooklyn hitters.
Yeah, makes it tough, especially with good location. Talk to JT Schwartz a little bit about that.
Here's Palmer, first toss, slider down and away, ball 1.
Earlier in the season, he just said that it's more difficult to try and figure out what's coming when everything's sped up.
Pitch clock, no help at the same time. Here comes the 1-0. Slider hits the inside edge for a strike. 1-1 on Jalen. Base is clear, 2 outs, top 2, no score. 1-1. Palmer breaks his bat. It's a ground ball to first. Rumfield charges, flips to Panaqual, foot race, and he beats Palmer to the bag. And Panaqual got there. Meanwhile, Jalen Palmer's bat, half of it, is in foul territory along the third base side. And the Cyclones are down in order in the top of the second inning. Moving rather quickly. Tom Hamill to the mound in the bottom of the second, next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Tom Hamill takes the ball in the bottom of the second inning. He had a 1-2-3 first. And we're scoreless bottom 2, so both Hamill and Panaqual off to good starts tonight. Tom Hamill again making his 4th start coming into tonight. 22 strikeouts and 8 walks in 14 innings. A strikeout rate, a whopping 38%. Now again, a bit of a smaller sample size. The strikeout rate in St. Lucie, many more innings, many more starts, is about the high 20s. But Hamill can really strike him out with the best of him. Here's Cooper Bowman, first toss to the righty. Slider missed up and away for ball 1. Bowman, the second baseman, hitting at 226. 8 homers, 35 driven in. 1-0. Slider powered into the air to left field. Jordan back at the track. Jordan at the fence. Takes a step to his left and makes the catch. Right under the video board, Bowman just missed his 9th home run. And Rowdy with just enough room to squeeze it in front of that gray wall.
Hold your breath time for Dom Hamill on the mound. And his 36-fan cheering section in the seats tonight. Just enough for Rowdy Jordan to pull it in. Now number 1.
Base is empty for the lefty first baseman T.J. Rumfield. Hamill delivers. And the changeup hits the letters on the inside corner. Strike 1. Hamill really mixing it up. He's got a lot of different pitches that he likes to use. The 0-1. Changeup missed down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Fastball, slider, curve, and change. And I'm sure the first 3 games of this series helped him with this game plan. The 1-1. Rumfield swings late at the fastball. Wasn't ready for it. And it's strike 2. Rome fielded 299, two homers, 15 RBIs, 375 on base. 6'5" lefty hitter, big kid. Hamill winds and delivers. Breaking ball rolled over foul to the right. Last night against Carson Seymour, the early attack for Hudson Valley was to be aggressive early in the count, first and second pitch. And so Seymour kind of got jumped a little bit and had to adjust. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Change up. And that's his first strikeout, second out of the second inning. And so Carson Seymour getting hit early. He had to adapt. And Hamill saw that last night and is throwing everything early. Pitchers conventionally start with the heat and then work off of it as the game goes on. But Hamill's kind of pitching backwards, pitching sideways, pitching forwards, mixing it up beautifully. First pitch to Tyler Hardman. Fastball blew it by him. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Hardman at 249, 13 home runs, 48 RBIs, 325 on base. Hamill leans back, deals the 0-1, and a slider just missed off the plate. Goose eggs on the scoreboard, bottom two, two outs, base is clear. Hamill winds the 1-1, chop foul down the third baseline, bounce off the sidewall, 1-2. Hamill meaning business tonight. Struck out 5 in 4 innings against Jersey Shore. Not a great outing. Struck out 10 against Greensboro 2 starts ago. That was over 6. Second best Mets pitching prospect deals the 1-2. And the slider makes a left. Misses off the plate. And Hardman takes for ball 2. Hardman back in. Hamill already ready to rumble. Here's his 2-2 home. And the pitch ripped, left side, base hit, and a shortstop hole. Well, Hardman threw the barrel at the slider and yanked it into left field. And now both starters have given up one base runner.
Nice piece of hitting by Tyler Hardman. Difficult to do when you're out in front of a breaking ball going down and away. Always tell you to go to the opposite field on a pitch like that. But Hardman strong enough and has just enough patience to line it through the shortstop hole.
Two outs, runner on for left fielder Grant Richardson. He's had a great series. Slide step, Hamill deals. And the changeup misses off the plate, ball one. Richardson, 4-for-19 in 6 games. Last night, should have had 2 hits. One of them was called an error, but got hit by a pitch. 1-0. Lefty takes down and away, and Mena blocks it. And keeps Hardman at first base. Go back to Tuesday, and Richardson clobbered a home run. That was when Hudson Valley scored 6 in the bottom of the first to knock Junior Santos out of the game. But Richardson came into the series 1-for-12, and in the series not quite 1-for-12, a whole lot better than that, like a different guy. 2-0. Check swing of the slider. He went around. Strike one. Hamill gets the sign, closes off, comes to a full stop. 2-1, swing and a miss at the high heat. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This is an exciting matchup for Dom Hamill because Hudson Valley is a team that comes always prepared. Not to say Greensboro or Jersey Shore or Aberdeen doesn't. This is Mets Yankees. Got to get up for this one. Renegades always have a good game plan, and Hamill so far changing speeds. Runner leads off first base with 2 outs. 2-2 outside with a fastball. So Richardson has a 3-2 count. James Nelson looming on deck. Schwartz backpedals, so he lets Hardman get a good jump on 3-2 with 2 outs. There he goes. Pitch taken down and in. Slider missed. Hamill hopping around as he delivered that pitch and missed. He's amped up today, a guy that feeds off of emotion. Said that early in his career, high school and early junior college. He said, I was a little too hyped up. I thought I was in a music video all the time. He's had to learn how to calm down, be a little bit more of a professional, but still harness that great emotional energy that makes him such a great pitcher.
But the Renegades have two on. Here's James Nelson. First toss. Missed down low with the fastball. Ball one. Nelson at 227. Beyond base, though, rock solid at 376. One homer at 20 RBIs. Renegades trying to rally with two outs. Scoreless bottom two from Dutchess Stadium. Broken right-hander set at the belt. Huff and a puff. 1-0. Nelson taps it to third. Perosa fields, looks to second, throws that way for the fielder's choice. And the inning is over. So Hamill in and out of a little bit of trouble and works through the Renegades with two outs. We go to the top of the third inning. No score from the Dutch on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Top of the third inning from Dutchess Stadium. Scoreless ball game between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. This game four of the six game set. Cyclones coming in to play tonight, a game and a half back. First place Hudson Valley atop the South Atlantic League North Division. Trying to put together some quality efforts to close out this series into the weekend and make their play for first place here in the second half. Jose Panacqual out to work in the top of the third. One over the minimum. Hit Alex Ramirez with the pitch. He's yet to allow a base hit. Jose Mena digs in. Open stance right side. First pitch. Tap foul at home plate. Rolling up the third baseline. Nothing and one. Jose Mena at 222, five homers and 22 RBIs. OPS at 582. Was 0 for 4 yesterday, just 1 for 12 to open the series. 0-1. Ground ball, base hit through the right side. Second base hole, and Mena picking on an outside fastball as a leadoff single in the top of the third. Good start to the inning for Brooklyn. Jose Mena the base hit. And now to the Brooklyn number 9 batter. Here's Shervin Newton. Switch hitter batting left. The open stance. Hands close to the shoulders. Gray batting gloves. First pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Newton at 182. Three homers and 24 RBIs. Did not play yesterday. Sent by Panacqual at the belt, righties 1-0. Fastball down and away off the glove of Sigler. Mena breaks for second, throw to the base, swipe tag, not in time. See how they score at wild pitch versus pass ball. Breaking ball down and into Newton. And Sigler couldn't handle it. Bounced a few feet away from him to the right of home plate. And his throw, just a touch late, with Jose Mena getting a good dirt ball read. Doesn't run all that well, but makes his way in a scoring position with nobody out.
Now let's call a spade. That ball was 20 feet behind Sigler, and Mena still almost got thrown out. I mean, Jose, that's a great read, but you know, be careful. He's a big guy rumbling to second base.
So into second with nobody out. 1-0. The count out Shervin Newton. Panacqual holds the set at the belt. Righty's pitch. Tap foul at home plate. One ball, one strike. Newton was 1-for-4 with a double back on Wednesday. He has doubles in back-to-back games and he's reached in 22 of his last 24. On base percentage up around 40 points from June to July. 2-1. Breaking ball down and in. Backhanded scoop by Sigler to keep it in front. Three balls and a strike on Shervin Newton. Panacqual has had solid control, working with good pace for the first couple of innings. Slowed down a bit to start this top of the third. 3-1. Fastball up and away. Not even close. And Newton works the walk to put runners at first and second with nobody out for the top of the Brooklyn order. Madoff second, Newton aboard at first after the walk. First issued by Josue Panacqual this evening. Now second chance to play for Rowdy Jordan. Switch hitter batting left. Back of the batter's box. Panacqual holds the set at the belt. Righty's first pitch. Fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Another miss from Panacqual. Had such a quick rhythm to him in the first couple of innings. Pace not quite there with runners on first and second and nobody out. 1-0. Fastball down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Continuing to miss out of the strike zone. Scoreless ball game here on the top of the third. Cyclones threatening. First and second, nobody out. Two out around Jordan. Change up off the outside corner. 3-0. So Panacqual, one pitch away from loading up the bases with nobody out. Righty leans in. Nods yes to the sign set below the belt. Lifts the leg. 3-0. Fastball splits the plate in half. 3-1. Rowdy Jordan looking to extend a four-game hitting streak tonight. Has looked better and better off the injured list. 3-1. Fastball up and away, and the bases are loaded.
Now, Jekyll, high game so far for Panacqual. Great pace, first two innings. Cyclones couldn't really keep up, and now he's kind of getting in his own way. Maynard kind of messed up his rhythm with that leadoff single because it's back-to-back walks and not particularly close in any of them.
Time called again. Anthony Sigler out to the pitcher's mound. As Brooklyn is threatening, and the Cyclones needing to take advantage of these opportunities, have had a few of them, struggling to score runs against the Hudson Valley pitching staff that has been good against them. And Spencer Medic joins the meeting on the mound, talking with Panacqual, trying to get him to streamline that control that has eluded him here in the top of the third. Mena led off with that base hit through the right side that really just struggled to find the zone after that. Walk to Newton, walk to Jordan, and not much in the way of pitches near the strike zone. So Menick finishing up his instruction. And Panacqual working against the meat of the Cyclones order with nobody out. The base is loaded. Consuegra and Ramirez. This about as well as you can draw it up for Brooklyn. Stanley Consuegra digs in. Open stance right side. Brooklyn right fielder struck out his first time against Panacqual. Bases loaded, nobody out. Scoreless ball game, top three. First pitch. Wave and a miss by Consuegra. Fastball tailing down and in. It's nothing and one. Consuegra, 16 for his last 45. 356 hitter. 0-1. Fastball called strike outside corner. Nothing and two. Panikwal, after the mound visit, aggressive right back into the strike zone. Bases loaded, nobody out. Righty Holtz is set at the belt, 0-2. Fastball off the outside corner, 1-2. Close take from Consuegra. Mena leads from third, Newton at second, and Ronnie Jordan aboard at first. Cyclones looking to take an early lead tonight. Scoreless ball game, top three. 1-2. Bouncing ball to third. Charging Hartman steps on the bank for one. Throw to the plate. Tag applied. Double play. Hartman fielding the ground ball. Forcing out Newton. And still with enough time to throw home to get Jose Mena. Doesn't run all that well. Sigler dropping the tag. And the double play goes 5-5-2. And a tough break for Brooklyn with the bases loaded and nobody out. To first and second with two out. Here's Alex Ramirez. First pitch. Ramirez pops it foul right side down to play. Nothing and one.
When you talk about the best situation in the world, bases loaded, nobody out. And then the other side of that, the best defensive situation in the world, that perfectly plays ground ball to third, the slow runner home, and a big double play.
0-1. Ramirez taps it foul up the third baseline, nothing at two. Hit just hard enough. Stanley Consuegra doesn't hit much softly. And that ground ball right at Tyler Hartman. Able to step on the bag at third. Easy throw to the plate to get Mena. And like you said, Keep, just as well as you can draw it up. Panikwal, a pitch away from getting out of it. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ramirez over a breaking ball, and Panikwal dances out of danger in the top of the third. Brooklyn loads the bases with nobody out for Consuegra and Ramirez, and can't score. Through 2.5 from Dutchess Stadium. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket for the choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Josue Panikwal got just what he needed in the top half of the third inning. Brooklyn loading the bases with nobody out. Gets a 5-5-2 double play and a strikeout against Consuegra and Ramirez to keep Brooklyn off the board. Had a golden opportunity to take the lead but couldn't capitalize. So now Dom Hamill back to work. In the bottom half of the inning against 9-1-2 in the Hudson Valley order, Aldeny, Sanchez, Sweeney, and Sigler. Sanchez digs in, first pitch, a fastball high and tight. Sanchez turns out of the way, it's 1-0. Hudson Valley center fielder into play tonight at 250, a homer and 24 RBIs. 1-0. Fastball called strike outside edge, it's 1-1. Sanchez pinch ran yesterday, was 1-for-2 with a run driven in on Wednesday. Sports a four-game hitting streak into play tonight. Hamill working from the first base side of the rubber, lifts the leg, 1-1. Sanchez rolls it foul. Pass Tyson Blazer wide to third, 1-2. Lights on here at Dutchess Stadium with some cloud cover. Had the early mist, but it has since calmed down. 1-2. Change up. Misses high. Two balls, two strikes. Hamill stares in, working quickly. 2-2. Fastball called strike three, outside corner. Sanchez frozen. Second punch out for Dom Hamill. One away.
And just continuing to keep hitters off balance. I mean, that is the name of the game for him. That great fastball. Loves to work the big hook, hump curveball off that. But we haven't really seen that tonight. He's zigzagging around these bats.
One away. Here's Trey Sweeney. First pitch, fastball called strike outside corner, nothing and one. Sweeney 0 for 1, grounded out his first time. Hamill winds, 0-1. Fastball down and in, one ball, one strike. It is a good point that you bring up because haven't seen a ton of that breaking ball, but Hamill perhaps so effective for a number of reasons, but one being just the number of pitches he can throw at hitters. 1-1. Sweeney fouls back to the screen. One ball, two strikes.
Confident in all four of them, which is part of it. I mean, if you're a guy that, well, I don't have my slider today, so I got to go fastball change, you're in trouble. He's throwing all of them whenever he wants to.
1-2. Wave and a miss. Sweeney over the breaking ball on court for one of the few times tonight. And Hamill has back-to-back strikeouts. Two down, bottom third.
And he'll rack him up if he wants some back-to-back strikeouts, but just the off-balanceness. Good pitching is basically disrupting timing. That's what he was doing early, but now finding some strikeouts.
Has so many weapons to go to. Here's Anthony Sigler, switch hitter batting left with the open stance. First pitch. Sigler, line drive down the left field line, giving chase Jordan. It bounces past him and will roll to the wall. Sigler around first, loses the helmet. And strolls into second with a two-out double. Sigler with the first pitch ambush. Got the fastball off the outside edge. And some solid hitting the opposite way to put a runner in scoring position for Hudson Valley with two down. With Jason Dominguez coming to the plate. Nineteen-year-old switch hitter batting from the left side. Slight open stance in the first pitch. Slice back to the screen, nothing and one. Dominguez grounded out his first time in the first. Now 7 for 25 in his first seven high A games. Drove in five, but has cooled down just a touch after what was a really good start over the weekend in Wilmington. Time called at home plate. Has shown that ability to bounce back. Hamill holds the set at the belt, 0-1. Dominguez lines the ball hard and foul down the right field line, nothing at two. Dropping that ball in the futures game, came right back with a two-run homer. Said he wants to work on his plate discipline. A lot for him to continue to learn. See if he can bounce back from an 0-2 count in a hole against Dom Hamill. Time called as he steps off. Sigler off second with two down. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the third. Hamill a strike away from stranding. Runner in scoring position, 0-2. Looped into shallow center field. Coming on Palmer, it's Newton onto the outfield turf to make a running catch. A step onto the raccoon tail. Hudson Valley logo in center field. And Sherman Newton with an excellent running play to keep Hudson Valley off the scoreboard in the bottom of the third. No harm done with a two-out double by Sigler. Three complete from Hudson Valley. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murphs in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
On to the fourth inning from Hudson Valley. No score between Brooklyn and the Renegades. Cyclones threatened in the top of the third inning, had the bases loaded with nobody out. But double play and strikeout for Josue Panacual against Stanley Consuegra and Alex Ramirez. Two guys you would handpick to put in that situation, but Panacual working his way out of it. And the game staying tied. Brooklyn trying to bounce back from a tough loss yesterday. Had the lead after seven by a score of 2-1. Unraveled a bit in the eighth, and now looking to even the series. Here's Nick Gattis to lead it off. First pitch breaking ball, called strike outside corner, nothing and one. Gattis popped out his first time against Panacual. Righty winds, 0-1. Breaking ball down and away, one ball, one strike. Gattis has reached at 24 of his last 27, 1-1. Lifts a high drive down the left field line, giving chase Richardson. But it lands foul on the concourse to the left of the Brooklyn bullpen. One ball, two strikes. Has not fared particularly well against Hudson Valley this year. Just 4-for-51 against Renegades pitching. So surprising for such a reliable bat in the middle of the Brooklyn order. Panacual rocks in the 1-2. Fastball high and tight. Two balls, two strikes. Gattis lines it foul down the right field line and onto the concourse. Count holds. Brooklyn bats a bit quiet during the ball game yesterday, trying to get it started. 2-2. Fastball off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. And so important that they score with the bullpen in the state that it's in. Not terribly well rested. 3-2. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Glove by Panacual. Underhand flip to first. Is on target for out number one. Gattis down on the comebacker. Leadoff man set down for the Cyclones. And here is JT Schwartz. Brooklyn first baseman, the open stance left side. First pitch. Fastball below the knees. It's 1-0. Schwartz grounded out back to the mound his first time. Looking to extend a three-game hitting streak. 1-0. Fastball down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Bases empty. One out. Scoreless ball game. Top of the fourth. Schwartz had a really good start to this series. Three-game hitting streak. All multi-hit games. Six for his last 13. 2-0. Fastball down and in. Three balls and no strikes. Hit the ball with more authority to all fields, slugging up to 486 in July. From 350 across May and June, 3-0. Fastball called strike outside corner, 3-1. Said it's just minor tweaks here and there to the approach and to the mechanics. 3-1. Swinging a tip into the glove of Stigler behind home plate. The count full on JT Schwartz. Hudson Valley infield plays him pretty well straight up. Trey Sweeney shaded a step or two toward the second base bag on the left side, and Hardman plays off the line at third. Base is clear with one out. Scoreless ball game, top four. Payoff to Schwartz. Fastball up and away, and JT works a one-out walk. Third free pass issued by Josue Pataqual. And Brooklyn, a one-out base runner for Jose Perosa. Righty batter digs in the back of the righty batter's box, and Pataqual steps off, now gets the sign, retoes the rubber. First pitch, fastball down and in, it's 1-0. Perosa struck out looking his first time in the second, and looking to get it started at the plate. He's now 1 for his last 18, 1 for 10 in this series. 1-0. Chop foul down the third baseline. Wide to third. Hardman gloves it in foul ground and flips it into the seats. One ball, one strike on Jose Perosa. Bats with Schwartz off of first and one out. Scoreless ball game in the top of the fourth. 1-1. Perosa, line drive down the left field line. It stays fair and will roll to the corner for extra bases. Richardson over to fish it out and immediately lifts both arms in the air to say it went under the fence. JT Schwartz will have to stop at third. Knowing Luis Rivera, he likely would have been sent to the plate. Whether he would have been safe or not, might have been a play there. So perhaps a tough break for Brooklyn. But still, runners at second and third with one out for Jalen Palmer. A few feet fair down that left field line. Richardson immediately saying, can't get to that ball. Here's Jalen Palmer, first pitch, breaking ball in for a strike outside corner, nothing and one. Palmer grounded out his first time. Cyclones in a scoreless ball game have second and third and one out. Another opportunity to take the lead with a productive out. 0-1, breaking ball, misses below the knees, one ball, one strike. Palmer reached base twice yesterday with a walk. 11 in a row, trying to build on 25 runs driven in on the year. 1-1. Fastball off the outside edge. Sigler couldn't pull it back to the corner. Two balls and a strike. Light shining down on Dutchess Stadium. Sun beginning to fade in back of the left center field wall. 2-1. Palmer bouncing ball weakly to third. Hardman fields, comes home, throw to the plate, tag applied, it's in time. Brooklyn has a runner cut down at the plate for a second straight inning.
And Cyclones are trying to stay aggressive, and that's a play where, again, you have to commit as soon as the ball is hit. And just perfectly placed there for Hudson Valley. And an easy grab for Hardman, accurate throw. Sigler waiting there, and Schwartz about 8 to 10 feet, had to slide in, and the tag is kind of waiting for him. So the Cyclones continue to kick a rock down the road trying to score a run.
Running on contact, and again, Hardman with a good throw to the plate. So Perosa to third, Palmer aboard at first. Two down, here's Jose Mena. First pitch, Mena swings, and lifts a popping back to second base. The shortstop Sweeney out onto the outfield turf to make the catch off the shoulder. And Brooklyn threatens but doesn't score yet again in the fourth. Cyclones putting two in scoring position with one out. Fielder's choice and pop out. And Pataqual for a second straight frame works out of danger. Through 3.5 from Dutchess Stadium. No score here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat,
Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Game 4 of 6 between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Scoreless as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cyclones threatening in the third with bases loaded, nobody out. Couldn't score at second and third and one out in the fourth inning, but couldn't push anything across. So Dominic Hamill back to work trying to keep it a nothing-nothing ball game against 4, 5, and 6 in the Hudson Valley order. Cooper Bowman, TJ Rumfield, and Tyler Hardman. Brooklyn been so good offensively coming into this series, just knocking on the door, can't take advantage of the opportunities. First pitch to Bowman is cut out and missed. High fastball. It's nothing and one. Bowman flew out to left. And his first time sent Rowdy Jordan to the warning track, just missed a homer. 0-1. Fastball called strike outside corner, nothing and two. And Hamill, despite the long fly ball in at bat number one, going right after Cooper Bowman. Number 24 prospect of the Yankees system, 22-year-old from South Dakota. 0-2. Slice back to the screen, count holds. Tyson Blazer saying, you talk about guys that could play in any era. Bowman reminds you of that 50s or 60s dude that's got his nose in the dirt at all times. 0-2. Fastball up and in, 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Renegade second baseman. Hamill, first base side of the rubber, lifts the leg, 1-2. Chopped foul, left side toward the Cyclones dugout. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count on Bowman. Hamill working quickly, shakes off a couple of times, now nods yes, lifts the leg, 1-2. Swing and a miss, went to the fastball and blew it by Bowman. 4 strikeout for Hamill. Leadoff man set down at the bottom of the fourth. Jose Mena looking for off speed. Hamill saying, nope, we're going to the hard stuff. And picked up another strikeout. Here's TJ Rumfield, bases empty. First pitch swinging and golfs it. Foul off the screen, nothing and one. Rumfield struck out his first time. With the bases empty and one out. No score, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, bottom four. 0-1. Line drive, right side, base hit. Outside the reach of JT Schwartz, and the second base hole can swing her over toward the line to relay in. And TJ Rumfield is aboard with a one out base hit.
So 3 hits he's given up, the double to Sigler. Sigler just kind of guessed right, fastball outside corner and drove it. But the other 2 hits that he's given up, Harmon and Rumfield, just kind of keeping the bat in the zone and getting enough to lift it through the infield. So they're not totally on Hamill still, even though he's given up 3 hits. They're just kind of just getting a piece of that off speed, so he's still keeping them off balance.
Rumfield aboard at first with one out. Here's Tyler Hardman. First pitch, fastball, called strike outside corner at the knees, 0-1. Hardman had that other base hit, staying back on the breaking ball and steering it to the shortstop hole his first time. Hudson Valley with 3 hits against Hamill through 3 1/3. set at the belt. First base side of the rubber, 0-1. Fastball called strike outside edge, nothing at two. Hartman back into the lineup after the off day yesterday. Torched Brooklyn in their last series to open the month. Three homers in five games. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Dug out nicely by Mena with a slide to his right. Kept it in front. Rumfield stays put. One ball and two strikes. Hamill missed with that off-speed pitch. Splitting the lefty batter's box. And Mena doing a nice job to keep it in front. Hamill to set. Deep breath. Righty's 1-2. Pop foul right side and out of play. Still one ball and two strikes on Tyler Hartman. Rumfield at first with one out. Brooklyn nothing. Hudson Valley nothing. Game four of six tonight from Dutchess Stadium. Hamill delivers the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Hardman threw a fastball. Fifth strikeout for Dom Hamill. Two gone in the Renegades' fourth. Once again, going to that fastball with two strikes. Two down for Grant Richardson. With a runner off of first. Lefty hitting left fielder. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. Richardson behind it. No balls at a strike. Richardson walked his first time. Is three for his last eight with four driven in to start this series after beginning his high A tenure. One for 12. Throw over to first by Hamill. Dive in safely by Rumfield. Dom Hamill has looked sharp. Command of the hard stuff and the off speed. First base side of the rubber holds the set 0-1. Breaking ball stays up and away. One ball and one strike. Mentioned it on the pregame, but Brooklyn looking for some length out of their starters. Got it from Seymour yesterday. Moreno the day before. Hamill looking to fall in line. 1-1. Fastball down and in. Two balls and a strike. Junior Santos struggling in the opener of this game, of this series, should say, back on Tuesday. Lasted just two outs. Putting some stress on the bullpen. Cyclones in good shape going into the weekend if Hamill can deliver them five or six. 2-1. Breaking ball down and in. Three balls and a strike on Grant Richardson. Newton shaded toward the bag at second. Peroza off the line at third. Some room on the left side for Richardson, who had a home run the opposite way on Tuesday. 3-1. Richardson pops it foul. Left side and out of play in the count full. Hamill a pitch away from four scoreless to open the evening. Has five strikeouts. Rumfield will be off with the pitch. Payoff. Breaking ball stays upstairs. And the Richardson walk is second of the night. Extends the Hudson Valley fourth for James Nelson.
Second time now that Hamill's found himself with first and second, but also the second time that that's happened and started to bloom with two outs. Got out of it in the second inning, has to get through Nelson to get through it in the fourth.
So once again, going to the breaking ball on a full count. Couldn't find the strike zone, and the inning continues. Here's James Nelson, first pitch. Nelson, line drive, base hit into left field. Jordan charging, bobbles. Here comes Rumfield to the plate. Throw well in time, and the inning's over. Aggressive set by Blazer, and Rowdy Jordan nailed Rumfield at the plate. 7-2 to end the inning. Rumfield didn't even slide, out by five steps. And Brooklyn holds Hudson Valley off the board with a little help from Rowdy Jordan in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brooklyn nothing, Hudson Valley nothing. We go to the fifth inning. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
That's a real defensive jam tonight, and Rowdy Jordan makes a big one for the Cyclones, throwing out the potential first run of the game at home plate to keep this thing scoreless. Top half of the fifth inning, under an overcast night at the Dutch, Cyclones come to the plate. Switch hitter Shervin Newton bats from the left side. Panaquil on corks, and the righty's changeup misses outside for ball one. So again, scoreless. Cyclones two hits, Renegades four hits. And Panaquil steps off. Shervin walked his first time. Waggles the bat over his shoulder. The 1-0. Missed off the plate for ball two. Cyclones walk into today's game 1.5 back of the Hudson Valley Renegades. 2-0. Newton delivers a deep drive to right field, headed towards the wall. It is gone. A bullet over the right field fence. Shervin's fourth home run of the year got out in a hurry. And the Cyclones take a 1-0 lead in the top of the fifth and strike first against the Renegades.
Well, the rallying didn't work, so Shervin Newton says, all right, I'll just put us on the board. That thing out of here so quickly. Breaking ball down and in, right into the bat plane for a lefty. And he made no mistake.
Now, Newton really struck it. That was some shot. So 1-0 Brooklyn. What a lift that is from the nine man. Here's Rowdy, top of the lineup. Switch hitter batting left. First toss, he rips one foul to the right into the bleachers. No balls in a strike. Renegades do have the bullpen up behind Panaquil, who's thrown 72 pitches. So coming to the end of his road. 0-1. Jordan shoots it the other way, foul into the other bleachers, handing out souvenirs left and right. No balls, two strikes. So Cyclones a game and a half back of Hudson Valley. Wilmington two games back. That was at least waking up this morning. Now they lost to Jersey Shore. The 0-2 just missed outside. Rowdy takes a close one. One ball, two strikes. So look at those Blue Claws go, helping to win games. It's good for them, but good for the rest of us. Wilmington gets a knock out of the picture even further. 1-2. Caught on and blasted right up the middle between Panaquil's legs and into center field. Jordan blasts a single. And the Cyclones have had some good contact in this fifth inning.
Approaching that third time through against Panaquil. See how much longer he will stay out there. With percentages across the board going up for hitters, the more you see a pitcher, and that is borne out early with Newton and Jordan.
One on for Consuegra. First pitch, change up in the dirt, misses for ball one.
So Jersey Shore beat Wilmington in the continuation of a suspended game, and they're beating them in the second game tonight, 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Let's go Blue Claws, says the North Division. The 1-0 bounces to the plate. Sigler backhand stop to push it in front and keep Rowdy at first. Aberdeen has fallen to 2.5 back, and they're not faring so well in Asheville. It is 13-2, Asheville Tourists in the bottom of the fifth. Greensboro 3 back, and they're up on Winston-Salem 5-1, top of the fifth. Manaqual from the belt, the 2-0. Consuegra pops it up, foul territory, third base side. Sigler, the catcher, over towards the Brooklyn dugout, makes the catch. Almost tripped over his mask. He dropped the mask just as he raised his glove to make the grab and almost stumbled over it. Good grab to get Consuegra. That's just the first out.
One of the big pluses for Anthony Sigler. So athletic back there. Not the biggest of guys, but can really move. Showing it off on that play.
1-0 Clones, top of the fifth. Runner at first base for Alex Ramirez, who struck out his last time. Righty against righty, Panacqual deals, and a slider ripped at and missed. No balls and a strike. In the South, Rome leads by a half game over Bowling Green. They're up 2-0 on Hickory. Bowling Green up 5-2 on Greenville. 0-1. Ramirez pokes it foul in the air down the right field side. Strike two. This is the 28th game of 66 in the second half. So we are approaching the halfway point of this second half. All these games start to get really crucial. You're going to want these games back at the end of the year to take on Hudson Valley, the team that's in first place, to get those direct hits. Spinning the throw over, Rowdy dives back in, right hand first. And this season series has been particularly close. Renegades have won 12, Cyclones have won 9. 0-2, Ramirez launches one to left center. Sanchez on the run towards the gap. It's a one-hopper over the fence for a ground rule double. And Ramirez jogs into second base with a two-base hit. He's there, and Jordan gets to third base. Cyclones with their second ground rule double of the night. And that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card.
And that one laced by Alex Ramirez. Got around on a pitch and drilled it. Been so impressive in this series and continuing this hot stretch. It's a bad luck for Brooklyn. That ball gets over. If not, Randy Jordan probably scores.
Tyson Blazer has seen enough hard contact. Panacqual comes to the end of his road indeed. And a pitching change coming at you from the Dutch. It's 1-0 Brooklyn in the top half of the fifth. And we're waiting for the signal. I'm sure Blazer has it coming, and he does. He points towards first, and we'll step aside. Second and third with one out for the Cyclones when we get back. Nick Gattis at the plate at the Dutch right after this.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
to Tyson Blazer, goes to his bullpen for the very tall right-hander, Nelson Alvarez, the all-time leader in career pitching appearances with Hudson Valley, 53 of them. He comes on in a big spot. Cyclones have a 1-0 lead. Shervin Newton led off the inning with a home run, and it continues with one out, second and third, and Nick Gattis set the plate. Alvarez looks in for the sign. The righty lifts the leg, deals home. Gattis takes down and away, ball one. Alvarez, of course, with the career appearances leader at 53. That's this year and last year. And he has seen the Cyclones. If he stays with the team the whole year this year, a total of 66 games head-to-head in 2 years. How about that? 1-0. Slider swoops and catches the outside corner. Just nicked it for a strike. Now, obviously, he's not pitched in all 66 games, but it's been a lot between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. So the Cyclones know Nelson Alvarez very, very well. Runners lead off second and third. The 1-1. Gattis chops one up the middle. Sweeney to his left. Dives. Cannot make the play. Jordan scores from third. Ramirez around from third. Here's the throw from Sanchez. It's not in time. Nick Gattis finally delivers against the Gades. He adds two, and the Cyclones take a 3-0 lead in the top half of the fifth. Simple bouncing ball. Sweeney had a chance to his left, laid out for it, and couldn't come up with it. And Ramirez enough speed to be the second runner around and run in ahead of Aldany Sanchez's throw.
Had a good approach by Nick Gattis, just steering it out of the reach of Trey Sweeney. And that is the big hit that Brooklyn has been looking for. Finally, runners in scoring position. Nick Gattis delivers.
One down for JT Schwartz. Alvarez uncorks and misses down and in. Schwartz has to tap dance out of the way. Momentum takes him over the plate into the righty batter's box. So the league against Alvarez hitting 165. He has a 30% strikeout rate, but an 18% walk rate. It has always been his bugaboo. 1-0. Missed tying away for ball two. Alvarez 6'4". 220 pounds, an older guy, 24 years old, drafted out of the University of South Florida in 2019. Gattis off first with one out, the 2-0. Schwartz stares at a strike, 87 catching the far side of the plate. So Panaqual knocked out of the game. His line is complete. Runner bluffs, pitch taken for a strike, and it is 2-2. Gattis had it. He had second base 100%, and he stopped. He read Alvarez beautifully. Nelson was about to lift his leg. Gattis would have been halfway down the line, but Nick stopped and went back. We have noticed Nick is a bit conservative, trying to extend on dirt balls and situations like that. Spinner to throw over, and Gattis, now with a target on his back, dives back into first. So Panaqual's final line, 4 1/3. 3 runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, 5 hits. 2-2. Schwartz cracks one to shortstop. Sweeney underhand flips to Bowman. Bowman turns to first, and it pulls Rumfield off the bag, so Schwartz is safe on the fielder's choice. That was up the middle, and Sweeney went to his left, fielded. Bowman went to his right and had to catch it kind of behind him and completely swerve a 180 to throw back to first, and just kind of threw it without looking and missed wide left. So that's the second out, and here's Peroza. Now 3-spot, top of the fifth. He'll take it, but you love a little 2-out rally. Zia Peroza has another double in the tank. He doubled in the fourth. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider for strike one. Early strikeout. That was one of the four for Panaqual. So far, contact against Alvarez. Single and a ground ball. Big hole open to the right side. Runner goes. Slider popped up into the gray sky and back of first and a foul ground. Rumfield and Nelson give it a look, but it drops foul. That was perfectly placed between the two. Valiant effort by Rumfield, running out down the line with his head cocked to the sky, back to the infield. And Nelson, full sprint from right field. And Peroza with a very long but lucky strike two. Kind of like a dark gray blanket overhead. You can see little slits in the clouds of light gray. We have ducked the rain so far. Had a light drizzle in the first inning, but smooth sailing through the middle of the game. Alvarez comes set. The 0-2. Missed up high, check swing, but Peroza did not go around. Peroza raised his hands at 96 up. And again, this gun runs a little slow. So that could have touched 97, 98. That's why the Yankees obviously love Alvarez. They can't stand the walks, but love the live arm. Schwartz breaks, 1-2 pitch. Foul down the first baseline. Sailing out of play and over towards the Sloop Brewing Company beer balcony down there. By the way, delicious local brew. And it stays 1-2. Friday night crowd at the Dutch, so the Brewing Company beer balcony is packed. Both picnic areas down the line are crowded. And the bleacher creature is in full swing. 1-2. In the dirt. What a backhand pick by Sigler. Two balls and two strikes as Peroza puts together a good battle with Nelson Alvarez. Shervin Newton started the inning with a bang. Sizzled a solo shot over the right field wall. Nick Addis added a two-run single. 2-2. Peroza cuts and misses. The slider got him. Couldn't hold up. That was nasty, cutting down and away. And Peroza strikes out. But a gorgeous, fruitful inning for the Cyclones. They go three runs on four hits, no errors, and one left. It's the Cyclones that strike first. We're halfway through the ballgame. Bottom five is next. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Now with the wind at his back, a 3-0 lead. Dom Hamill goes sailing into the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley, trying to even up this series at two games apiece. Hamill has thrown 67 pitches tonight. And this batter, Aldany Sanchez, rounds out the second time through the order. So really a very good night for Dom Hamill. He has a big contingent of family in the crowd tonight. He's given up six base runners, but has struck out five. First toss to Aldany Sanchez. Swing and a miss at a fastball for strike one. Sanchez, then Sweeney, Sigler, and potentially Jason Dominguez. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, grounded to short. Newton charges, gloves off his left side, snaps it to first, one away. So Hamill hoping to stay efficient. Pick up a strikeout here and there, but motor right along. Let's take a look at the Mets scoreboard in the minor leagues tonight. Mets taking on Miami. It was a back-and-forth game to start. It's currently 4-4 in the top of the sixth. Miami scored three in the bottom of the first against Chris Bassett, who has since settled down. Here's Sweeney. First pitch, ground ball back to the mound. Hamill off to his left. Fields flips to second for the out. So Hamill, two quick outs. The ball has not left the infield. At Triple A, Syracuse crushing Omaha 8-1, top of the sixth. Double A Binghamton, after a long delay, back playing in the bottom of the fourth against New Hampshire. That's the Toronto affiliate. Brett Beatty is homered. It's 4-2 Fisher Cats, though, in the fourth. And at Low A St. Lucie, 6-4 Palm Beach after eight. Here's Anthony Sigler. First toss. Changeup missed down and in to the lefty. Ball one. Clones three, Gades nothing. Bottom of the fifth. Two outs. Hamels 1-0. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow center. Jalen Palmer comes racing over. Comes to a stop. Raises the glove. And just like that, Hamill has a 1-2-3 inning. We are done with five. Hamill, the slow strut off the field. He knows he's got it tonight. We go to the sixth, our trivia inning next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. We're red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones have a 3-0 lead. Brooklyn leading Hudson Valley into the top of the sixth inning. Tom Hamill, five scoreless, 72 pitches. No end in sight for him and his effectiveness. Brooklyn looking to balloon the lead. They drop three on the Renegades in the fifth, scoring all three against Josue Paniqual. So Nelson Alvarez continues on. He wrapped up that fifth, got the final two outs, and faces Palmer, Mena, and Newton, 7, 8, and 9. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rath. This is Game 4. Brooklyn enters today 1.5 back of Hudson Valley for the top spot in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. And it's our Coney Combos trivia inning. So the question coming up in a moment. Jalen Palmer stands in right side to lead off the frame. 0 for 2. First pitch. Breaking ball up and in for ball one. Two ground balls today for Palmer. Back in center field. Place he has a tough time seeing these days. The 1-0. Breaking ball swoops over the inside corner. One ball, one strike. If it's not Alex Ramirez, who's getting 90% of the work, Stanley Consuegra may slide over. So Palmer has to take a back seat a little bit. 1-1. Slider off the plate for ball two. Going back to some of those versatile days in the infield, he's been playing a lot of third base, but tonight back in center field as Ramirez gets the half day off. The 2-1 missed inside with ball three. Jalen on in 11 straight games. And a good count, 3-1. Sigler sets up away the pitch. Tap foul at home plate on a slider. Now with Palmer, the 11-game on base streak, some hits, but mostly walks. The Renegades have stayed away from him just a tad. At least did that on Wednesday and Thursday. Walked twice in both games. He awaits the 3-2. Here it comes. And it's outside, ball four. Great patience from Palmer. And there's one away. So it takes us to our trivia question tonight. Talking about Dom Hamill. Hamill, the pitcher for Brooklyn, is a a draft pick out of Dallas Baptist University. And my question is, probably the most well-regarded player out of Dallas Baptist, had probably the best career. Super utility man that helped the Cubs win the World Series in 2016. Here's Mena. First pitch swinging. He drives the ball into right field. Nelson over and back and makes the catch for the out. So Palmer sees six pitches, and Mena sees one and flies out to right field. He's now 1-for-3. So again, what super utility man and former Dallas Baptist guy helped the Cubs win the World Series in 2016? If you know the answer, use the hashtag ConyConvos on Twitter. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. And if you get it right, you get the Friday night shout-out. Spinner to throw over, and Palmer dives back in. One-on-one out top of the sixth, 3-0 Clones. And here's Shervin Newton, the guy that got it all started with a solo home run to lead off the fifth. Bigger lead now for Palmer. Spin and a throw over again. Jalen back in. This time Rumfield just catches and throws back. Newton a walk and a homer tonight. Jalen an extra stride. Hands dangling. First pitch. Newton takes down low at 85 miles an hour for ball one. Newton cracked his fourth home run. That was a bullet, a beauty. Showing off that great exit velo. The 1-0 takes a changeup up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Newton has hit three of his four against Hudson Valley. 2-0. Down and away, staying off the plate with the fastballs. Two changeups first, and then 92. And Newton finds himself with a chance to get on yet again. Sky getting darker, lights getting brighter. Top of the sixth, 3-0. That's way outside. Arm side miss for Alvarez. So he walks the nine man. He has walked two in the inning. Nobody up in the Hudson Valley bullpen. And Sigler walks out to talk to his pitcher as Rowdy Jordan spins and walks to the third base dugout. Walks to the lefty batter's box, I should say, from the third base dugout. Switch hitter batting left.
And these are the opportunities that Brooklyn has been afforded in this game and at times in this series. Took advantage in the fifth with three, trying to add on. No lead safe here at Dutchess Stadium.
That is for sure. You're happy that Dom Hamill has thrown five scoreless. You'd love him to just go nine scoreless. But that is not the case. You have to go to the bullpen at some point, which these days is always a little treacherous here. Pitch to Jordan. Rowdy takes the heat on the inside corner. Alvarez delivers strike one. Jordan a strikeout in his first at-bat, but productive since. A walk, a single, a run scored. He also threw a runner out at home plate from left field. Runners lead, the 0-1. Change up outside. Ball and a strike. And now Hudson Valley has its bullpen up. Alvarez struggling to throw strikes. The 1-1. Right down the chute. Jordan a little bit tricked out that time. He was guessing one pitch and got another. Threw his hands but left the barrel back. It's one ball and two strikes. Alvarez kind of opens himself up to face the catcher and taps that left foot up and down as he looks in for the sign. And now steps off. Always rocking that Nelson Alvarez. Gets the sign. Swivels closed. Comes to a stop. The 1-2. Chop foul at home plate. So walking around the stadium this week, a lot of fans looking up the scoreboard. They're going, does that say Rowley or Rowdy? No, it's Rowdy Jordan. Born William Kevin Jordan. came screaming out of the womb. Said it was a little rowdy, so let's call him Rowdy. The 1-2 fouled back at home plate. Like you're in high school, you do one weird thing, and you're forever known as that one thing. Oh, Rowdy was Rowdy on his birthday way back when. And talk about the name sticking. 1-2. Foul back. Steps out of the lefty batter's box. Readjusts the gloves. He's putting together a nice plate appearance. 7 pitches so far. 3-0 Brooklyn, top of the 6th. Runners at first and second. Pinwheels the bat around. Alvarez deals. And strike 3 called outside corner. Fastball at 96. Close pitch on the black. And Rowdy took what he thought was one off the plate. But it's strike 3 in the second out.
Tough pitch to handle. When Alvarez has been so wild, sometimes it can be effective, but not necessarily dotting. Some pitches that are every which way, comes back and makes a good one to get him.
Here's Consuegra, 2 outs. First pitch, slider, fouled back. And into the crowd for strike 1. Edgar Barkley is warming up. He's one of the top 30 Yankees prospects. Alvarez just trying to keep it right here. Get the final out. The 0-1. Slider swing and a miss. And Consuegra way out in front of the breaking ball. That is fastball slider at its best. You get 96, 98. You got to be ready for it. You got to pull the trigger quick. But if Alvarez can spin that beautiful slider at 81, that looks like a fastball for the first half of its trip. That is dastardly. The 0-2. Breaking ball got him swinging 3 feet off the plate. And Alvarez shows off the good stuff at the end of the inning to strike out Jordan and Consuegra. No runs, no hits, 2 walks, 2 left. Middle of 6, Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. Dom Hamill jogs back out to the mound for the bottom of the 6th. We head there next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
We go to the home half of the 6th. Dom Hamill back on the mound. He's been exquisite tonight in his first ever outing against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Cyclones have given him a 3-0 lead. It's never big enough, but it's 3-0. And he faces Jason Dominguez, Cooper Bowman, and TJ Rumfield. This is the heartbeat of the order. First pitch to Dominguez, switch hitter batting left. He grounds the ball to the right side. Gattis over, slides, fields, throws to Schwartz in time, one away. That was especially impressive because Schwartz took 2 steps off to his right, trying to field that ground ball. And once he realized he should get back, he did. And Gattis had somewhere to throw to for the first out. So another quick out for Dom Hamill. That 5th inning was here and gone in 4 pitches. And the 6th inning starting with just 1. Here's the pitch to Cooper Bowman. Change up floats off the plate for ball 1. Hamill standing first base side of the rubber. High kick, the 1-0. Breaking ball popped up and back a second. Gaddis trots out, head cocked to the sky, stops, and makes the catch. So the answer to our Cody Cabo's trivia question on warp speed, Dom Hamill went to Dallas Baptist. Dallas Baptist also produced its best player. Super utility man and won the World Series with the Cubs as kind of a hired hand in 2016. And that player was?
Ben Zobrist.
Ben Zobrist. Absolutely. Here's TJ Rumfield. Pitch. Lefty swings at the first one and rips it foul down the first baseline for strike one. So attack early is the name of the game against Hamill. But yes, Ben Zobrist, who was originally drafted by Houston, played with the Tri-City Valley Cats of the New York Penn League and played here. Here's the 0-1. Big curveball, stays up. One ball, one strike. Zobrist was phenomenal. Played almost every position on the field and could do it like no other. 1-1. Now the curveball, this time it drops in for a strike. And it's 1-2. We have no correct answers tonight. We have stumped the two submissions that have come in. Twists on the 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking on the outside corner. Just nabbed the knees. And Rumfield with a word or two for Ethan Gorsak. Just caught the edge. And Hamill's been working on that real estate all night. Tyson Blazer shaking his head as he runs from third back to the first base dugout. And we go to the seventh inning. A new arm in next. And a new voice as well. It's Edgar Barkley on the mound, Nick DeLuca to the mic. It's 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
To the seventh inning from Wappingers Falls, Brooklyn, out to a lead here in game four of six, 3-0 at the top of the seventh. Cyclones scoring all three runs in the fifth. Shervin Newton going deep to right field. Alex Ramirez, Rowdy Jordan coming around on an RBI single off the bat of Nick Gaddis. And the Cyclones back to work with the bats against Edgar Barkley. New arm in for Tyson Blazer and the Renegades pitching staff. 24-year-old left-hander winds to the first pitch to Alex Ramirez, is a fastball strike outside corner. 0-1. Alex Ramirez, a double, came around to score his last time in the fifth. 0-1. Fastball called strike at the knees. 0-2. Barkley, 15th round pick of the Yankees out of Cal State Bakersfield in 2019. ERA just over 2.20 this year. 0-2 breaking ball in off the plate. One ball and two strikes. Cyclones looking to add on to a 3-0 lead. 1-2. Grounded foul wide to third. Still a ball and two strikes. Saw the 2-1 lead evaporate in the eighth inning last night. And Hudson Valley offense that has been able to generate just four hits against Dom Hamill, but can awaken at any time. 1-2. Slice back to the screen. Still a ball and two strikes. Barclay pitched back on Tuesday in this series. Went three innings, allowed just one run. 1-2. Fastball called strike outside corner. Ramirez down looking. Well placed by Barclay. Out of the bullpen. Has a strikeout. And the leadoff man in the Cyclone seventh inning is set down. One away top seven. Here's Nick Gattis. Open stance right side. First pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike inside corner. Nothing and one. Gattis delivered a big hit in his last trip to the plate. Two RBI single in the fifth. 0-1. Breaking ball down low. One ball and one strike. Gattis had struggled coming into tonight against Hudson Valley. But able to get a measure of revenge with that base hit to extend the Cyclones' lead. 1-1. Wave and a miss over a changeup. On the outer edge, one ball and two strikes. Cyclones had a number of opportunities to take the lead early on in this ball game. Got runners on in the third. Bases loaded, nobody out. Had second and third and one out in the fourth. Finally broke through in the fifth inning. 1-2. Fastball in off the plate. Barclay dropping down to that sidearm angle. Surprised Gattis, but he laid off. Two balls and two strikes. Bases empty, one out, 3-0 Brooklyn, top seven. 2-2. Gattis with a fly ball right field. Nelson angling toward the line makes the catch to the left of the Hudson Valley bullpen for the second out. Gattis once again working the count. This time comes up empty against Barclay. Two up, two down for the Hudson Valley left-hander. And here's JT Schwartz. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Fastball called strike inside edge. Nothing at one. Schwartz on base with a walk in the fourth inning. Grounded into a fielder's choice. His last time in the fifth. 0-1. Pop foul left side out of play. Nothing at two. Bases empty. Two down. 3-0 Brooklyn. Top seven. Cyclones looking to get something started and add on to the lead. Barclay winds. Lefty lifts the leg. 0-2. Check swing by Schwartz on a breaking ball. Held off. One ball, two strikes. Barclay taking a page out of the Nestor Cortez playbook, varying the motions, different arm angles. 1-2, breaking ball just in off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Bowman and Rumfield stepped toward the dugout, thought it was strike three. Schwartz with a close take, still looking to extend a three-game hitting streak into plate appearance number four tonight. Left side of the infield chains him to pull. Off the line, Hardman at third. Some room the opposite way. 2-2. Schwartz tips it into the glove. Down on strikes and the inning's over. 1-2-3 inning for Edgar Barclay. Out of the bullpen. Picks up a pair of strikeouts and the lead stays 3-0 Brooklyn. Seventh inning stretch time. At the bottom of the seventh after this here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park. Friday.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park, where red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey,
Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A 130.
Bottom seven in Wappingers Falls, and after six scoreless innings from Dom Hamill, he turns it over to the pen, and Oscar Rojas, 23-year-old right-hander out of Mexico, makes his 14th appearance of the year. 4.17 ERA in 45 innings, faces 6, 7, and 8 in the Hudson Valley order in the first pitch. A fastball strike to Tyler Hardman, nothing and one. So Hamill done after six innings. Through 85 pitches, four hits, nothing on the scoreboard, two walks, and six strikeouts. 0-1. Fastball down and away, one ball and one strike. Rojas missed some time due to injury. Has been in that piggybacking role at times. Gotten eight starts on the year. 1-1. Grounded left side, weakly for Newton. Left-hand field, throw across to first on target for the first out of the inning. But Rojas missing most of July, came back after the break and worked two-thirds over the weekend against Jersey Shore. Gave up four earned, three hits, homer and a walk. Trying to bounce back against Hudson Valley tonight in a good start. Here's Grant Richardson. First pitch swinging and rolls it foul to the right of home plate. Nothing and one. Richardson has been on base twice tonight. Walked in the second and the fourth against Hamill. Rojas winds. Righty's 0-1. Fastball off the outside edge. One ball and one strike. Rojas struggled last year at this level after coming up. Had a really good start to the year. 1-1. Breaking ball down and in. Two balls and a strike. And then missed some time due to injury. Trying to work his way back. And the four earned. Getting just two outs against Jersey Shore on Saturday. Not necessarily helping the numbers. Stares in over the glove into the wind. Ready rocks 2-1. Richardson lifts a high fly ball center field. Palmer watches it sail way out of here. Over the NY's 529 sign, it's the second homer of the series for Grant Richardson. Hudson Valley on the board. It's 3-1, bottom seven.
And it's, again, a guy coming in 1-for-12 in the series, has just demolished Cyclones pitching. He knew it as soon as he got it. That was a nice little bat flip. And it's just one, but Rojas got to be careful. I mean, the Renegades are just waiting for a big comeback.
Here's James Nelson, even stance right side. First pitch. Fastball low. It's 1-0. That a no-doubter. Richardson on base all three times tonight. Has really come alive in this series after a slow start at high A. 1-0. Fastball in off the plate to Nelson. Two balls and no strikes. And a second straight appearance off the injured list that Oscar Rojas has allowed a home run. 2-0 to Nelson. Breaking ball. Called strike inside corner. 2-1. So Hudson Valley finally on the board. Happy to see Dom Hamill go, getting to Rojas. 2-1. Wave and a miss by Nelson. Two balls, two strikes. Base is empty. One out. One in for Hudson Valley. Bottom seven. 3-1 Brooklyn trying to even the series. 2-2. Fastball low and in. And the count full. Rojas working from the first base side of the rubber, looking to bounce back after the homer. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Nelson threw a changeup outside corner. Rojas with his first punch out. And a good response after the Richardson homer, 2-0-8. Two down, here's Aldeny Sanchez. Open stance right side. First pitch. Breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Sanchez 0-2, struck out looking, and grounded out to short. Rojas, the 1-0. Check swing, Sanchez went around, count even. Brooklyn protecting now a two-run lead, 3-1. After the Grant Richardson solo shot in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Another good pitch from Rojas. One ball, two strikes. That home run for Grant Richardson measured at 460 feet and 113 off the bat.
Is that good?
I guess for Oscar Rojas, at least it was a no-doubter. None of those wall scrapers.
No. Wow.
Wow is right. Righty winds 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gloved out by Mena. Two balls and two strikes. But just to the right of the dead center mark, and it was a no-doubter. Wasn't even close to staying in the yard. Cleared both fences. Deep into the Hudson Valley night. 2-2. Fastball upstairs. Count full. Solo homers not killing Brooklyn tonight. Still out to a two-run lead. 3-1. With two down, bottom seven. Payoff. Pop foul right side and out of play. Count remains full. Sanchez at the plate, still looking to extend a four-game hitting streak. Strikeout and ground out on his line score. Payoff. Fouled back to the screen. Another tough pitch. Sanchez battling. Next pitch from Rojas will be number eight of the at-bat. Oscar Rojas looking for that put-away pitch. Righty nods yes to the Mena sign. Rocks into the wind. Another payoff. Fastball missed. Low and away. Inning continues. Sanchez, a two-out walk. Good battle by Aldeny Sanchez. Fouled off a couple of tough pitches and extends the inning for the top of the Hudson Valley order and Trey Sweeney. And before he gets to the plate, time called as A.J. Sager makes his way out to the mound to chat with Rojas. Is some movement down the left field line in the Brooklyn bullpen. Nobody warming as of yet. Some light tossing. seems like Nathan Lavender is in the early stages of warming up. This has been the somewhat problem area for Brooklyn. Certainly last night and at times, really since they have had to rework some of the bullpen usage. Trying to find who can give them the best chance to win. It's been a rocky ride at times. First pitch to Trey Sweeney. Fastball down and in. It's 1-0. Sweeney 0 for 3 tonight. Almost take it for granted. Grant Hartwig was so good at the back end of ball games. Most of his season gets called up. Cyclones looking to fill the void. 1-0. Fastball called strike outside edge. 1-1. Sweeney now 2 for 16 to open this series. Yankees 2021 first round pick. Looking to bring the tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1. Changeup down and in. Two balls and a strike. And Rojas, with a couple of wild misses, grabs the rosin bag and back of the mound. Trying to streamline that control. Sanchez off first. Two out, a run in. 2-1. Sweeney lifts a high pop. With Gattis on the outfield turf, makes the shoulder-high catch to close out the inning. So Rojas bends but doesn't break. And the Cyclones are through seven with a lead. Hudson Valley on the board. Grant Richardson, his second home run of the series. To the eighth inning we go. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond. Goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Three to one ball game. Hudson Valley got one back with a home run in the bottom of the seventh inning. So the Cyclones still lead, but the lead trim from 3-2. Getting more dramatic as we go to the eighth inning at Dutchess Stadium. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. Cyclones feeling the heat. The bats trying to pick it up in the top of the eighth and add to this lead. But never easy when you face lefty Edgar Barkley. So he's on for his second inning of relief. Jose Peroza stands in. It's Peroza, Palmer, and Mena. Bottom of the order has been active, though, tonight. Palmer a double in three trips. Excuse me, Peroza a double in three trips. First pitch, he rips it right at Tyler Hardman for a tough luck. First out. Couldn't have hit it any better. Right on the line, and Hardman made the catch. Just off his right shoulder, one away.
Sometimes there's only so much that you can do. Keep swinging it like that. Peroza is going to find some green turf.
So now Palmer with one out. Barkley, the lefty, spins the first. And the changeup nabs the outside corner. Strike one. So Peroza had the double. Palmer in the seventh spot tonight has walked. 0-1. Another changeup. This time catches the inside corner at the knees. And it's nothing in two. Cyclones dugout barking after that call. I thought it was low and in. Barkley taps his feet and goes. And the pitch floats down low for ball one. So Dom Hamill tonight, six scoreless, six strikeouts. Jose Panacqual, the starter, three runs and four and a third. A 1-2. Palmer takes down and in, two balls and two strikes. So now we get into the bullpens. Nelson Alvarez, who pitched right before Barkley, didn't give up a run. Now Rojas gave up a homer. 2-2, way outside. Fastball that time at 88. Two-seamer with some big-time run right off the plate. Three balls, two strikes. Infield is back. Barkley leans back, lunges home, and hits the outside corner, strike three. Fastball was right there, and Palmer knew it. He puts his bat on top of his helmet and squeezes down in frustration. Barkley, again, you touched on it, Nick, kind of like a Nestor Cortez. He doesn't throw hard, but he throws junk, and he's so annoying to face. There's Mena, first pitch. He swings at the first one again and pops it up to the shortstop. Sweeney backpedals, looks into the night, and makes the catch for the out. Sorry, Nick. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still 3-1 Brooklyn against Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your Starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Under a dark night, some would say spooky sky, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones lead the Renegades 3-1. And it's a spooky sky because it's the bottom of the eighth at the Dutch. And the Cyclones are holding on tightly to a 2-0 lead. A two-run lead, I should say. Last night it was 2-1 into the bottom of the eighth. And the Renegades storm back with four. Oscar Rojas gave up a home run in the seventh, but now it's Nathan Lavender, the lefty, who comes on in the eighth inning. So it's a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. Lavender pitching on 5 days rest. Remember, he's still kind of coming back from the COVID IL. He feels good physically, but the arm, the stamina, has taken a little while to get all the way back. Anthony Sigler, the first man he faces. Initial toss. He swings and loops one into shallow left field. It is a base hit. Palmer cuts it off and whips it back in. Sigler with a long single, his second hit of the night. And here come the Gades right out of the chute.
And that continued approach of attacking early proves fruitful for Anthony Sigler. Chance for Jason Dominguez is the tying run.
So here's Dominguez, switch hitter batting right. Tie the game with one swing. Lavender deals. Pitch misses down low, ball one. The Lavender has pitched just once in the month of July before tonight. It pitched June 16th at Wilmington and then went on the IL and resurfaced July 24th. 1-0. Dominguez pops it up. Foul territory, first base side, into the seats. And into the second row. So just got out of play. Jason, tonight, two groundouts and a pop-out, but this is the first time that he twists around a bat from the right side. Lavender set, belt high. The 1-1 catches the inside corner. Change up for a strike. Now the numbers a little bit better to look at from low A Tampa, just a bigger sample size. Dominguez hit righties at 280 and hit lefties, like he's facing here, as a righty batter at 221. So a little bit worse. 1-2. Chopper back to the mound. Lavender can't find it. Gattis charges from second. Fields and fires to first just in time. Dominguez can burn down the line. He did, but Gattis got to the spot and made the play. So Sigler scampers to second. He's there safely. He's there with one out for Cooper Bowman. And a bullet dodged by Nathan Lavender of the Brooklyn Cyclones.
Really nice play by Nick Gattis, too. That ball not hit very hard. Mentioned it, how well Dominguez runs. And Nick Gattis, not a natural second baseman, made that play pretty routinely.
Cooper Bowman tonight stands in 0 for 3. Lavender looks at second, looks home, rocks and fires. And missed down in the dirt for ball one. Bottom of the eighth inning, one out. The Cyclones have a 3-1 lead. Bowman with 8 home runs, by the way. Rumfield on deck, Hardman behind, and then Richardson. A lot of home run pop in this stretch of the lineup. 1-0. Soft change, misses down for ball two. Lavender, though he's pitched infrequently with Brooklyn, started the year with low A Tampa, 10 appearances down there, struck out 30 in 18 innings with an ERA of .48. And up here, the strikeout rate's been high, 32%. 2-0, up and in, missed. That time with the fastball, 3 balls, no strikes. Now his walk rate has been high, though, at 18%. Been with the Cyclones since June 1st. He's only pitched, though, 5 times. 3-0 count, a green light for the Renegades. Pitch. Bowman takes a changeup for a strike. Tyson Blaser has his bullpen warming up. Right-hander Charlie Ruger. Tying run at home plate. One out, bottom of the eighth. 3-1 Brooklyn. Sigler breaks. Pitch. Taken for a strike. Throw down to third base is accurate. And Sigler is out. Mena waggles the finger. No, no, no. You cannot run on me. And Sigler is out. 2-5. Humongous play by Assassino yet again.
Great throw right on the money. Jose Mena's been so good throwing out runners, and a questionable decision to say the least.